Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. First things first, the OT, Danny Parkins with Greg Jennings here. And there was only one person who could be the first guest of the OT. And that is, of course, the new head coach of my Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson. I don't know how we got a Packer and a Viking.
I mean, I think it's his Chicago Bears.
Our Chicago Bears. Coach, can it be our Chicago Bears?
That's right, 100%.
And again, I'm sorry that a Packer and a Viking had to be here, but thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
I didn't know the show launched this week. I thought it was next Tuesday. Good for Danny. That's great. So he's got the first things first OT.
Yeah, it's the OT, and you got to set your DVR if you want to catch it because it will not record if you just leave first things first as is. I was just talking to Danny about this.
Okay.
We almost missed Ben today.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you didn't, and I'm glad that we didn't, and I'm glad that Danny got this for us. The fact that it's Ben Johnson talking about the court, and of course Danny can be like hours. Now that he's a national guy, he can go and do that kind of fun stuff. Before we hear from Ben Johnson, check this out. Next Thursday, we're doing a live show. We do a live show every day, but we're doing it from the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Carmen, have they ever taken you in there?
No.
All right, I'll show you that on the way out. Well, show you. So we put bands in there and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, you should see some of the people that have actually come in here. Like Neo was here a few weeks ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
18 year.
I'm already geeking out because like these are the same studios as XRT, and that's been my favorite radio station.
Have you gone up there yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, we'll do that before you head out of here too. And anyway, so we have this performance studio, Blue Cross Blue Shield performance studio. We have people come in, and our show to kick off the season next Thursday is going to be epic. Dave Wannstedt's going to be in studio, and Dave said on the show last week that Troy Aikman's going to be on the show because Troy and our guy Joe, they've got Monday Night Football, so Troy will be nice enough to come and join us. Olin Krutz is going to be in studio with us, too. That's always a lot of fun. That's next Thursday, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, brought to you by your local Ford dealers and PNC Bank. We're going to take callers 4, 5, and 6, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets to come and be a part of our football kickoff. 312-540-0670. Call right now. And you are set up, and we will love to see you next Thursday inside our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance studio. Okay, now back to Danny. Danny got an opportunity to talk with the head coach of the Bears. Would you like to know more about Caleb Williams and what he's done so far with his progress with Ben Johnson?
I would, yes.
Here's what he said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of the growth, you know, when you took the job, you said that Caleb was, I watched the press conference back, like a large component of your decision to take the job. Now that you've had a few months with him, when you look at that talent, what do you see as Caleb Williams' ceiling?
Yeah, I don't want to even put a cap on it because he's got the ability, he's got rare ability to throw the football. And I feel strongly about his decision making. It's coming along. He's taken the coaching that myself, JT Barrett, Declan Doyle, all these guys that we have in the quarterback room, he's taking that and he's working to apply it. Now, is it coming so fast that we feel like he's going to be at his ceiling this year? No, absolutely not. But he's getting better every single day. There are some clips in that game against Kansas City that to the untrained eye or to the casual observer, they might just think, eh, whatever. But to us, they were glimpses of really good quarterback play in this league. They were winning football in this league. And it's our challenge as coaches and as Caleb as a player to just get that more consistently. Because if he can do that, then we got a chance to be pretty darn good on offense.
So, Coach, oftentimes, you know, when we're watching games as viewers and obviously as a former player, like, we don't know what you guys are working towards. The fans don't know what you guys are working on and what you as a coach want to see from your players. Caleb, as Danny just mentioned, you mentioned, he's going to be a huge component of whether you guys are successful this year. We know he has a talent. You just alluded to that. But there comes a moment and there comes a time in every player's career, and he's early in his career, where the maturation process, the mental part of the game, the understanding what's being expected, when it's expected, has to show up. Are you seeing that a lot in practice? Is it showing up where we don't get the opportunity to see it as much on display in these early preseason games?
Listen, it'll come on the field in due course. I think what we see and we really appreciate is his approach in this building right now. He's putting in more time and more effort than he ever has, probably in his entire career, you know, high school, college, and certainly in the NFL. And so he's learning what it takes to be great at this level. There's always areas that we can get better, but there's a time expectation. There's preparation expectation, and we're getting closer to where we want to go in terms of him being prepared once he does hit the field. Because here's the thing, you see it, he has this natural instincts and ability to him, and all we're trying to do is get him to see the game through our lens so that he can play even faster once we hit the grass. So I'm really pleased about where he's gone over the course of camp. And I think we're going to continue to see those strides as we go through the season.
What do you hear there, Carmen?
I hear that it's probably going to look a little rough in the beginning and that they are not expecting Caleb again. Ben Johnson said it plainly. He's not going to reach his ceiling this year. That's not the expectation. Could something happen and maybe he comes along faster than you think? Sure. But that's not the expectation. I think that's very realistic and I think that's very healthy because if you're building a foundation, you want to make sure it's solid before you keep building on it. So I don't expect the full breadth of Ben Johnson's bag of tricks that we saw last year in Detroit. I think if you go back to his first year in Detroit as the offensive coordinator, that they started 1-6. I keep saying that, but it's true. Like that's how it started. They were not averaging 32 points a game But Ben Johnson is fully capable of that, and I fully expect him to get there. But I think he's taking a very realistic approach to Caleb.
More on Caleb. This is from First Things First OT with Danny Parkins and Greg Jennings. They were talking with Ben Johnson, and they talked to him about trying to get Caleb back to making big plays.
You learn through your reps and practice what you can and you can't get away with. And so, you know, that's why I chuckle a little bit when I see, hey, he had a 2 or 3 interception practice. Well, that's how you learn, and that's how you figure out what you can and you can't fit in there, and when we should be aggressive and we shouldn't be. So I was okay with how camp went in that regard. You know, I think the biggest learning curve for him since we entered the building was being able to play the game and trust your feet. And that's been a little bit of a foreign concept. He wasn't trained that way as a college quarterback. He had tons of success being able to just drop back and find the open guy and hit him in stride. And so now you talk about the sacks being such a big part of the game, and we can help eliminate those by getting the ball out of his hands in time. And it's part of trusting his feet, you know, hitching to the first progression, moving on to the second. And then the ticker has to go off in your head in terms of, when do I need to throw this ball away, or when can I extend the play on my own if I got a clean pocket? Are we there yet? No, there's still growth to be had. You saw it last game. We took a sack and we had pretty good protection. But then there are some other clips in that same game where he's doing it right, and it looked really darn good. And so we just got to get that out of him a little bit more, and we're going to be just fine.
I love that Ben said this. Spiegs and I have actually been talking about this a lot, like the idea of using practice to allow Caleb to take some chances. I don't have a ton of criticism for Caleb from last year because I understand the situation that he was in. But one of my criticisms is he loves to have a nice, clean touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there were more plays that were left out there because he didn't take the risk. And I'm okay with him kind of playing depth finder and being like, let me see if I can make that throw. Like, let me see if I can make that seam route throw right there. And if you can't, you can't. Or if it's not the right situation to do it, don't. But I like that Ben is giving him some freedom to do some of that in practice.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that, you know, that comes along with Ben really actually tailoring this offense to his quarterback, because Caleb Williams is not Jared Goff. They have drastically different skill sets. I don't think it's hyperbolic at all to say that Caleb Williams' ceiling when it comes to his arm talent is vastly outweighs what Jared Goff is capable of. Now, is he there yet? No. And Ben Johnson said that, but at least you're giving him an outlet to kind of test those things and to see where his limitations are at this point, and can that change, and where his ceiling could potentially be. Ben Johnson's right. And that's kind of what I've been saying all throughout training camp, where it's like, we don't know the purposes of this situation or this period of practice. Maybe it's not necessarily, you know, they're not trying to figure out exactly how to get the ball in the end zone. They're trying out, you know, a 7 route or the different routes on the route tree just to see what they're working with when it comes to Caleb. So you don't want to overreact to anything in the preseason for that exact reason. And to hear it from Ben Johnson saying, hey, he's not there yet. Again, I appreciate the transparency.
Let's keep the other one in our pocket until tomorrow. We'll keep the trick plays up our sleeve just like Ben Johnson is.
Ooh,
when we come back, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.